Ay, 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 ay. I know you're wondering why I'm laughing. So welcome. This is the third episode of finally I can name it the Cordial Podcast, and I don't know how you can pronounce it. I've been trying to practice on how exactly I'm going to say that name, but I think in regards to my English teacher in primary school, I think I'll call it I think I'll call it the Kojo. No, let me not insert my Kikuyu in there, but yeah, this is a Cordial podcast, and this is the third episode. Hey, I want, and this is the third episode, and I'm really, really proud of myself to be here. Very grad guy, madan. Very, I am very, very glad to be here. And this is honestly, this is actually a very, very humbling experience. And I am glad to be actually here. And I'm very, very grateful to each and every one of you who listened to my first and second podcast. I am really humbled because it has been a journey. I know it has been a journey, still the start. So we are here. Yeah. So a big thank you to every one of you who listened to my first and second episode. I am glad. I am thankful even for the reviews that I got from the many few. Yeah. I'm not going to use the wrong statistics like others, but for the few of you who gave me the reviews, I took them into consideration. I took them from a point of love, and I'm glad actually, and I'm very grateful that you took your time to listen and actually, you know, point out on what to do and what not to do. So I'm very glad. And so I think I'm going to answer one question that was asked by somebody. I'm not going to mention their names, but I was asked, what exactly are you going to talk about, Mungai? Because in your first episode, you were a bit all over the place. And I think you will have to forgive me for that first episode. I actually thought of like editing out all the repetitions, but I was like, no, let me start with how it is, and I will know as life gets on how to actually handle this. And of course the edits will be coming. And so to answer the question, Mungai will be talking about every single conversation that is detrimental to each and every, you know, 20-year-old, 25-year-old, 23-year-old, from that age range. This conversation may range from spirituality to the social life to everything that actually is, you know, part of our lives as the Gen Z, you know. Gen Z is a bit too wide, but to everyone who's around 20 to 25 year olds, to 20 to 25 years. So yes, that will actually be about the Cordial podcast. And if you look at actually your dictionary, Cordial means something that is close to you, something that actually brings familiarity to each and every person. And that's why I chose that name, because I wanted it to feel like you're in a space that actually appreciates where you are at this point and where you want to get to. And to give it perspective, I'm actually going to use my own personal experiences, and I hope I get to make you enjoy each and every episode that you listen to. And so today, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to talk about? Muso Mungai. Mungai is a very, very a joker. And I was also asked to actually bring out my character of not being serious. Apparently, I was too serious in the other episodes. But, you know, I'll try my best not to sound as formal as possible. But, of course, jokes las mastakua. And so even before I start, I think I'm going to give just a bit of news. I'll be off social media for a while, and I hope to my subscribers, they'll also listen in each and every Saturday, guys. So each and every Saturday, there will be a new episode out. That is consistency for me. Yes, so each and every Saturday. So be prepared, be there. There will always be an episode for you to listen into. So today is actually more of a recap of how 2023 has been like. And I think we can all agree that this year has been very fast. It has gone very fast. I don't even understand how or where I am right now, because it's like 2 days to us seeing a new year, 2024. Yeah, I know. And it has been actually a short year by everything that has happened, but it has also been an eventful year, especially for me, because it was a time where I have actually transitioned. You know, it was a transitioning time for me, coming out of school, you know, having like 5 years, you know, set up in your mind, knowing that you'll always be in school, and now you're done, graduated, and you actually realize how important it is to have your mind set up in a way, you know, like in the 4 years there will be something constant that you're actually doing, or you'll be actually occupied in a couple of years, you know, not even a couple of years, in a range of years, you get. And so coming out of that space of knowing in some years you'll be occupied with something before you add anything else has been, it's really tough, I'm not going to lie, because I am at a state where I'm doing something that I've been putting off for a while, and you know, those doubting thoughts that you have that it won't work, you know, just to keep you at bay and not actually do some things. Well, my fellow Gen Z's call it the imposter syndrome, but personally, I don't like calling some things names, because for me, I think it gives you more reason to remain like that, because you'll always blame everything on this particular name that you give to the issues that you have. So me, I'm going to call it doubt as it is, because it is doubt. Doubt is something that kills a lot of dreams. And so I've been doubting myself for years, and it's actually funny that it actually took for me to get to this transitioning period to actually do these things. Yeah. And I've just realized in between. I've just realized that I'm actually addicted to using actually. So, eh, nimeisema tena. Oh, yoyoy. So, I am going to try as much as... Eh, Pana, no. Actually, is my name. It's my middle name. Yes, it is. Tutafanya nini? Anyway. And so it is a defining period for me, because this is where I actually step on the ground and, you know, recognize that I'm not getting any younger. I am moving to 25 years in a couple of months, and I hope that this new year brings in a new me in terms of killing all the doubt that is inside me, killing every single thread of doubt, every single thread. And there's no way to kill it actually, but rather take everything to God through Christ. Yeah, it is only through Jesus Christ. But anyway, so I think 2024 will be a year of new beginnings. Well, that new beginning has started for me, but 2024 is the year to actually actualize a lot of things that I've been keeping in the back of my mind, you know, a lot of things. And so 2023 has been a very eventful year for me. I think waiting to graduate was one event, graduating is another event, and also after graduation is another event. But there are other events that have happened in between the year that have actually made me have another perspective of life. And one of the things that I'll actually recognize as a big factor to me having a different view of life is the relations I've had with people this year, because I've gotten to go out a bit more than I've ever had. I think I can categorize myself as an extrovert because I love being outside. When I'm outside, I'm always thriving. So this year I've gone out a couple of times. I got an opportunity to volunteer for an event, a Christian event, which was the Love Nairobi Festival. And I got to volunteer as an usher. And fortunately, I was behind the stages or backstage, where I got to, you know, handle a couple of artists, you know, and also get to mingle with people, you know, from the gospel fraternity. And I also got to see Don Warren. So that was one event I was actually very, very proud of myself, because I am one person who is always very wary of my time. And so this event required us to, like, it was ending past 10 p.m. So getting from Nairobi grounds, that's University of Nairobi grounds, to the archives, CC, what was Per Metro. Yeah, getting from the University of Nairobi grounds to archives was something that was really troubling my mind, but we got through that, thank God. And so all these things that were happening in that weekend that I got to volunteer was me actually trying to navigate a life of being outside, a life of actually seeing if I can be responsible enough, and if the values that I've had throughout life, that I've created for myself, the principles, if they would actually fit in, or was I only in a cocoon that could actually fit in all these principles, and now outside in the outside life, do I have to change the principles? Do I have to drop some values? And there are some things I actually got to, you know, learn, even being outside, is you always have to consider other people, whether you like it or not, because that's the only way to thrive as a human being, to consider other people. You are an individual by yourself, of course. You will always have your principles, you will always have your values, but as long as you're interacting with other people, as long as there are other people in your space, as long as there's somebody else in your space, then you also have to consider them. You also have to lay out your values and principles and actually see if they align with the other person. If it doesn't, then there are ways to deal with that. If it does, then good for you. And so one of the things I actually learned was, you know, timekeeping. And it's actually funny how many people don't like timekeeping. Oh my God. And for me, it gets to me. I won't lie, it gets to me, because I am always like, why are people always late? And you know, I am trying to navigate through that, you know, getting to know people and how life revolves around them and how they do their own things. And so one of the things is to give them grace, you know, and not to act out when people aren't following what you're about or your principles or values. And so that was one thing, timekeeping. And the other thing was, Mungai is a joke. Mungai, let me tell you, if you ever get to meet Mungai, then know that your time won't be as boring. I think for the few people who know me, they know that Mungai is not boring. But unfortunately, I have to learn how to watch out on my jokes, you know. And as I've said, you know, when you're with people, then you get to have consideration in you, that not every joke can be passed on and people will take it as you would want them to take. Yeah. And so that is a whole thing, you know. So these are some of the things that I've learned throughout this year, and I've actually used that one event because it taught me a lot. Coming from, you know, it was a Christian based festival, and you know, everything was tested in me. Like, am I really a straight up Christian? You know? And so this year has been a lot to learn, especially now that I've mentioned that I'm a Christian. I just learned that, and this is my biggest lesson, I think, for 2023, is that however much I would want to call myself a Christian, I think I am very wary of saying it in front of people, because there'll only be one thing that can set you apart, you know, and it is your actions. Your actions and then what you speak. And so this year I have learned that I'll have to take into consideration of how I handle myself with people, how I, all my actions, you know, all my actions in everything that I do, let me watch it out. And I think there's a verse I love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it talks about what love is, you know. Love is patient, love is kind, love has peace, you know. And I was reading this verse and I was like, yo, if I don't actually do these things, then I cannot claim to love anyone or to have love in me. And it also says that if anyone claims to have love in them, I think this is 1 John chapter 4, then they must do these things, you know. You must have these things in you, otherwise you can't call yourself a child of God. And so even without placing religion in it, I think all these values that are written down in the Bible are actually values that everyone should have, even without considering them as Christian values or anything. I think they're value that you should have in you, so that you can improve on every interaction that you have with people. And so even for you as my listener, this specific time, I would love for you to actually study what love is. Have love in you before you claim to love somebody, of course. Nini watu wa situationships na sijui nini hizo vitu zingine mnaziita majina fani fani. Yeah, don't claim to love somebody if you actually can't fill out that form of having patience, of having consideration in everything that you do, in everything that you say. And so if you practice that in you, then you won't have to give somebody reassurance every time that you love them, or to, you know, because it is shown in you. Let it be when people are around you, then they can say, so and so is good, so and so is loving, you know. Yeah, so 2023 has been a long year for me, but I can say that has been the founding principle for me to actually learn what love is. So 2024 will be more of learning of what that is and actually actualizing it in my life. Yeah, I've already used actually again. Yeah, man. But yeah, that is actually one of my goals, to actually sit down and know what love is and actualize it in my life. There is no other way to live this life. And so however much I would love for this to go on further, it's 20 minutes in, and that has been the recap for 2023. I hope and I pray that that has been something that has actually made you think of what you actually are in your life and what other people see you as in their lives. And we come to the end of our third episode. Thank you very much for listening in. This has been the Cordial Podcast again. So each and every Saturday I will be here. There will be a new episode out. And yeah, and before I forget, the timestamp. So today is the 29th of December on a Friday at 12 p.m. Yes, I just recorded it. Yeah, for you, I think you will say Jana. Yeah, So yesterday, I recorded this yesterday when you're listening. But anyway, thank you very much for listening in. I hope I get to capture your attention. I hope I get to, you know, show you a different kind of life, show you a different kind of living, and still keep you around. So that has been me, Mungai Kangongoi, and it has been a pleasure. And good night, or good evening, or good afternoon, or good morning. I don't know what I'm even saying, but oya, tupatane baadaye. Thank you.